This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. Scott Hannon. Glad to have you wherever you're listening across North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and beyond. 550K Fire, our flagship in Bismarck, Mandan. AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead. The 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Booming to the Bakken on KTGO 1090, the flag, and, of course, 1460 on the western edge in Dickinson as well. We're going to chat with Kyle Rove to start the program today. Get his take on the third and final presidential debate, then welcome yours throughout the rest of the program. Some excerpts from last night's debate in case you missed it. We'll have it all right here for you today on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. One programming note, Kathleen Wrigley tomorrow on Measure 3, that's Marcy's Law. Tuesday, we have a live talk radio town hall with Republican candidate for governor in North Dakota, Doug Burgum. And we welcome your participation in that. We'll be actually live at the Village Inn, 13th Avenue South in Fargo for that. Come on by for some free pie and a talk radio town hall. That's Tuesday in the 10 o'clock hour, Village Inn, 13th Avenue South, right at the Fargo-West Fargo border. Just want to get that on your calendar, okay? All right, without any further ado, let's chat with someone who most recently was the deputy chief of staff for the 43rd president of the United States, George W. Bush, and, of course, a longtime political operative, and is down in Las Vegas for the big debate. Fox News Channel's Carl Rowe. Carl, welcome back. How are you?
Yeah.
Carl, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you loud and clear. How are you?
There we go.
I can hear you loud and clear now. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
You sound a little tired. You've probably been putting in a lot of hours.
Man, I was up late last night, and then they jerked me out of bed early this morning. I got about 4 hours of sleep last night, so and none of that time was spent at the tables.
The life of a rock star political analyst. Now, I want to talk about the debate. Let's set aside the answer to the question on the results of the election. Just give me your take on the performance up to that point last night in improving the election chances for Trump. How'd he do?
Yeah, look, I think he had a good first half an hour. And throughout the debate, he did better than he's done before at basically making the case, I'm the candidate of change, he's the candidate of status quo. He scored some points on trade, immigration. When she failed to answer Chris Wallace's question, he had a pretty good whack at her on taking money from Saudi Arabia and Qatar. So it was his best debate performance. But in order to shake up the race, he needed to have a knockout blow. He didn't get that, but he needed to have a good headline come out of the night, and he didn't have that either. So he helped himself among the 42% of the vote that he's got in the Real Clear Politics average, but he better make better use of the next 18 days to try and reach the 5 or 6% of the electorate that is not for him, not for Clinton, but open to potentially being for him, and the 1 or 2% that are for her that might be able to be converted in order to move from 42 to 48 or 49, which might be what we elect the next president with.
Do you like his chances in being able to do that now till Election Day, given the fact that there is nobody? I can't find the person, I don't think they exist, that is excited to vote for Hillary Clinton right now.
Well, thank God for North Dakota is all I got to say, and South Dakota. Look, I think there's a possibility of it, but he's got to do better. I mean, think about that. The last 3 weeks have not been good for him between the two debates and the release of the Access Hollywood sex talk tape. Those weren't good moments for him. But worse than that is, I don't understand this mindset. Last week on Tuesday, it was revealed that the Department of Justice officials were in communication with the Clinton campaign officials about court proceedings and the mindset of the judge hearing certain issues involving her emails while the FBI was still investigating. That seems to me that if he'd stood up that night at his next rally after that was exposed and said, this is a sign of how how, you know, corrupt the system is in Washington, how, you know, how there are one set of rules for Hillary Clinton and another set of rules for everybody else. That would have been the news of the day. But instead, that's the day that he tweeted out, the shackles are off and I'm free to run exactly the kind of campaign I want. The next day, Governor Dayton of Minnesota, whom I don't need to tell you who he is, far out left wing liberal, has to admit that the premiums for Obamacare policyholders in Minnesota are rising 50% for the next year. And he comes out and says it's unsustainable. Trump could have taken that and put it together with the with Bill Clinton calling it the craziest system and had gone after and saying there's a big difference in this campaign. As he said last night, I'm going to repeal Obamacare. She's not. And instead, he was off saying there's a sinister plot to deny me the election. So he needs to focus on growing that 42%. And the way to do that is to play off of the things of the moment and say something new. He can't repeat his stump speech and expect the press to cover it. They've heard it 100 times. They're not going to pay attention to it. Each day he's got to say something new that says, I'm changed. She's not. She's status quo. I'm going to have a better future for you, your family, and your community.
Are we witnessing a new low in the fourth estate? I mean, when you think about, I hear what you're saying. I think Donald Trump's as disciplined a candidate as he could be, and he's obviously not a traditional candidate, and that shows. You know, he's a New York business guy, is the brawler, right? And that's a challenge from a political standpoint. I happen to think that's some of what attracts a whole new group of folks to him. But nonetheless, he seems in a position to have to not only defeat Hillary Clinton, but also defeat the media. Is this a new low for the fourth estate in your mind?
Well, I think it is a new low. It's not shocking that the media is against us, but please wake up, everybody. The New York Times is not going to write favorable things about any Republican candidate for president, even if it was named Jesus Christ. They're just not. And it doesn't do a lot to whine about it. What's important is to point out their inconsistencies. And, you know, you can get but their inconsistencies have to be the things that add to the impression that he is the candidate of political change, of concrete, substantive, positive change, and she's the candidate of the status quo. And, you know, otherwise he's just talking to himself and talking to the people that love him. I remember in 1992, at the end of the campaign of George H.W. Bush, the campaign printed up bumper stickers that said, annoy the media, vote Bush. And unfortunately, he repeated it. I think it was a Wisconsin rally where he said that. And of course, that was the day's news. And every moment is precious at this point. And that kind of stuff, you know, it'll rouse up the grassroots, but they're already roused up and they're 42%. That's what he's got on the Real Clear Politics average. He needs to move beyond that. And that's why they need to hear things about jobs and the economy and taxes and the size of government and Obamacare and the world and our security and our safety. And he made some good points last night on those topics. He just needs to be disciplined enough to say, here's what I want to be talking about each day. And that night on the TV news and the next morning in the newspapers and whenever they turn on their computer, this is what I want people to see that I have said and what I'm emphasizing in my campaign.
A listener yesterday wanted me to ask you why so many longtime Republicans are more critical of Donald Trump than they ever were of Barack Obama.
Well, I'm not certain that that's true. I mean, I have yet to see many longtime Republicans who've been anything other than extremely critical of what this president has done to transform our country in destructive ways, to make us less affluent, to make us less safe, to make our country less prosperous, to undermine the Constitution, to extend executive power in illegal and unconstitutional ways, and to basically, you know, display a contempt for the opinions and the attitudes of ordinary Americans. I don't see a lot of Republicans who've been praising him.
Mitt Romney and John McCain, too, to come to mind, seem to me to have had much harsher rhetoric against Trump than they ever did against Romney.
Well, against Obama. I'm not certain that that's accurate, but look, I understand Mitt Romney's stance has caused a lot of people to be upset with him. He said a lot of harsh things about Barack Obama in the 2012 presidential campaign, and same for John McCain in 2008. I wish he had been tougher on Obama, no doubt about that. I mean, I thought the fact that Barack Obama had sat in the pews of a racial bigot, Reverend Wright, for the better part of two decades was a legitimate issue. John McCain didn't. I think that's part of the reason that he may have not done as well as he should have or conceivably won. But, you know, I don't think it's fair to say that leave the impression that either one of those people have been positive about Barack Obama. They may be critical of Trump, but they were have been very critical of Barack Obama.
Only 30 seconds left, but I'm curious if you've talked to your old boss, the 43rd president, what he thinks about this race, and just on the Supreme Court and protecting the advances he and Reagan brought there. Will he come out to support Trump publicly before this election?
No, look, I'm not going to speak on his behalf, and I'm not going to reflect on my private conversations with him. He has said that he's not going to be involved in the campaign. And I think Trump, after initially raising that issue, was smart not to continue to press for an endorsement, because I think he woke up and realized that raised questions that it'd be difficult for. I mean, if how's Trump supposed to answer? Do you still think Bush should have been impeached, as you said in 2006 and 2007?
Yeah,
you still think that Bush, as you said in 2001 and 2002, that Bush had inside information about 9/11? And
a lot of rhetoric. I definitely hear you. Up against the heartbreak.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Carl. By the way, folks, the book The Triumph of William McKinley is great. It'll take away a lot of your election frustrations right now. Read it. You'll love it.
Hi,
thanks, Carl.
I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/NDDA.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
I think when we talk about the Supreme Court, it really raises the central issue in this election, namely, what kind of country are we going to be? What kind of opportunities will we provide for our citizens? What kind of rights will Americans have? And I feel strongly that the Supreme Court needs to stand on the side of the American people, not on the side of the powerful corporations and the wealthy. For me, that means that we need a Supreme Court that will stand up on behalf of women's rights, on behalf of the rights of the LGBT community, that will stand up and say no to Citizens United, a decision that has undermined the election system in our country because of the way it permits dark, unaccountable money to come into our electoral system.
All right, so there's Hillary Clinton's take on the Supreme Court. Thank you for the honesty. She wants the court to stand up on behalf of people. Let me translate that. On women's rights, never mind what the law is. Never mind what the Constitution guide is. Never mind that in Roe v. Wade, the right to privacy was invented in the name of allowing the killing of unborn. LGBT community, what is she talking about? So, she doesn't say, I want the court to interpret the Constitution and lay out the roadmap for the law. She says, I want them to do what I want them to do. That's chilling. Here's what Donald Trump said on the Supreme Court last night.
The justices that I'm going to appoint will be pro-life. They will have a conservative bent. They will be protecting the Second Amendment. They are great scholars in all cases, and they are people of tremendous respect. They will interpret the Constitution the way the founders wanted it interpreted. And I believe that's very, very important. I don't think we should have justices appointed that decide what they want to hear. It's all about the Constitution and so important, the Constitution the way it was meant to be. And those are the people that I will appoint.
All you need to hear there is that Donald Trump is talking about the Constitution. When you hear anything related to the Supreme Court, you want someone that simply believes the Constitution ought to be followed. What Hillary Clinton wants is the Constitution to be changed. That issue alone, that one issue ought to trump everything. No matter where you find yourself in this election, if you can't fairly assess the difference between these two on the election, it's unbelievable. If you hate Trump, if you think he's a doofus, you can't stand him, you don't like anything about him, you need to look at the names he's put forward on the Supreme Court versus what she wants to do. So don't vote for Trump. Vote for the issues that will make a difference. Vote for his policies. My take. I want yours, 800-228-0550. And you can also send us a text today. Todd's off doctoring today. He's getting one of those scopes down the throat. I hope he can still talk tomorrow. So Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, back tomorrow, but you can text me today at 701-367-2054 with your comments. Anything you heard that you liked or didn't like with Karl Rove you want to comment on too, have at it. Jeff in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Good to have a chance to talk with you, Scott. I agreed with Mr. Rove on his comments, and I agree with the comments that you just made relative to Trump's comments about the Supreme Court. That's reason enough not to vote for Hillary because she wants to politicize the whole doggone court. But my question is, who in the world does Trump have for advisors who aren't telling him? Carl talked about the missed opportunities that he's had just in the last couple of weeks to make comments. Isn't there somebody that has the wherewithal to whack him upside the head with a 4x4 and say, hey, look, we got to talk about this. Who's he got for advisors and handlers?
Well,
I don't understand that.
He's got some good ones. I think the challenge is Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He's made his mark being who he is. And while I have no doubt that it is very obvious the company he's built has taken good advice and people to implement it and done well. But I think his style is to be a brawler. So he tends to go out and respond to things that have been said and wanting to respond to that. Rather than sort of ignore it and just say, I'm going to say what I want to say, right? I mean, go and say, my hope last night, and he did a pretty good job, honestly, was to say, I don't care what's said about me or who says it, here's what I'm going to say. And on issues related to the Supreme Court and Roe versus Wade and immigration and open borders and, Russia and Iran and ISIS, and he said a lot of them, right? On the economy. He said, look, you're going to raise taxes, bottom line. So all of that's good. But he gets a little.
I got one more comment if I can get my word in.
You
got another comment?
Yeah, go.
Yeah. Can you check out a docudrama on Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. It's all about Saul Alinsky. And it was put out by...
It's running on EWTN right now. I've not seen it, but I've heard about it. But it's that's good advice for folks to check out. You're absolutely right, Jeff.
It's awesome. I bought five copies of that, and I've given them out to friends. I've given one to my local church. If they use it any way it can. It's not a political film. It does talk about Alinsky, and he is interviewed on TV. They're showing clips. I forget that old conservative guy from New York from way back when. Anyway, he interviews him on television.
I think you're talking about William Buckley,
yeah.
National Review.
Yeah, you're here, and he interviews him, and it's an extremely and it scares the living heck out of you.
Yeah, that's and by the way, that
tells
also
you what
is
they're all about.
It's a part of Hillary's America too. If you get a chance to read that book or see that movie, which you can get because it ties Saul Alinsky back to Hillary Clinton. She invited him to her college. And wrote her whole thesis about him. And, again, that's where people need to wake up and set aside the personalities of I like Trump or I wish he'd say this or I wish he'd do this or, and just recognize what we have is a choice between two very different directions for America. Saul Alinsky's direction for America under Hillary Clinton, I mean, it's all gussied up, right? We've got all the pretty talk around it, but that's what it is. That's at the root of their belief system. Okay, versus Donald Trump, who's inartful, but basically is a guy that realizes, look, the only way this country goes is if you take the shackles off and let people go out and build things, and not manage it, not have socialism. So, very good point,
right.
Steph. And the EWTN, if you get that, you can see it there for free, or you can go get copies of that. But I suggest that you get it.
$15 for a copy. You can order them.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for calling. Glad you did. Appreciate it.
You have a great day. Thank you.
You bet. Full show today for all your calls now to the end. So let us have it on anything on your mind. Let's go to Dave near Dickinson. Go ahead, Dave.
Good morning, Scott. Last night when they had the debate there and Hillary spouted out how she wants to shut down loopholes for guns and have more gun control because she said 30,000 kids have gotten killed each year from guns. And then right after that, when they're asking about the pro-life stuff, Mr. Trump said that he was pro-life, and Hillary said, well, you can get an abortion up until the ninth month. So where is her stance on gun control? Because kids are getting killed, but she wants to allow abortions to go full tilt and kill 100,000 kids.
Rock solid point, Dave. There are every week in the state of North Dakota a kindergarten-sized class of unborn children that are taken, right? Every week, right here in North Dakota. Never mind what happened nationally. Never mind the Supreme Court. Now that happens right here. Where's the outrage over that? But very good point. Look what they want to do on the Second Amendment. Take away your rights because they're concerned about kids getting killed but are silent on that issue. Solid point.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
And I will be appointing pro-life judges, I would think that that will go back to the individual states.
But I'm asking you specifically, would you
if
like
to... If they overturned it, it'll go back to the states.
But what I'm asking you, sir, is do you want to see the court overturn? You just said you want to see the court protect the Second Amendment. Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v.
Well,
Wade?
If we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be... That will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
That's a perfect 10th Amendment kind of answer, right? Let the states do it. Yes, because what Chris Wallace is asking is what the cocktail parties always talk about, right? Oh, they want to overturn Roe v. Wade, so there'll be abortions in the alleys, and the women will be harmed, and, you know, they say nothing about the millions, 55-plus million children since Roe versus Wade that have been murdered. Nothing about it. They instantly get worried about and also don't worry about the emotional damage in all those 55 million abortions that have happened. So the double standard's unbelievable. Trump answered it very well. Go back to the states. Allow states to make the decision for themselves on that issue, which is the way it used to be prior to Roe versus Wade. Now we get the chance to do it with a lot of sound science out there. So previous caller had a good one in there. Meanwhile, Hillary, I couldn't believe it. Never before had I seen on a stage like that with that many viewers position of the left laid bare like that on first partial birth abortion. Here's how she tried to answer the question.
I strongly support Roe v. Wade, which guarantees a constitutional right to a woman to make the most intimate, most difficult in many cases decisions about her health care that one can imagine. And in this case, it's not only about Roe v. Wade. It is about what's happening right now in America. So many states are putting very stringent regulations on women that block them from exercising that choice to the extent that they are defunding Planned Parenthood, which of course, provides all kinds of cancer screenings and other benefits for women in our country.
Lie.
Donald has said he's in favor of defunding Planned Parenthood. He even supported shutting the government down to defund Planned Parenthood. I will defend Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. I was saying lie, not Donald Trump. I was waiting for him to say it because he was pretty good about jumping in on those things. But obviously, a third grader can Google the statistics on Planned Parenthood and tell you what she's saying is absolutely not true. Planned Parenthood makes their money aborting babies. She supports them. She puts the head of Planned Parenthood in the box at the Democratic Convention right next to Bill Clinton to celebrate how much they love destroying innocent life. Just jumping up and down about it. And it is not health care. It's not. That's not health care, folks, in any way, shape, and or form. None. Not a zippo. Be one thing if we were debating, what do you do in the case of the life and health of a mother? We're not. She's saying, hey, that ought to be allowed right up until the moment before birth. And actually, we didn't say this clip, but Donald Trump said, well, so a day before the baby's born, it's okay to It was unbelievable. It was very good. So, and Dave's exactly right when you tie that back to the concern they have over the Second Amendment. Love it. All right, let's see. Some calls coming in off the air as well. Roll this one from up in Minot. Go ahead and roll that. That would be 527 here.
You know, I've always wondered what our nuclear response time was from the president's order to when the missiles are actually fired. Thanks, Hillary. Now I know.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember what he's talking about there, but she, in trying to make a point that Donald Trump wasn't fit for the office and being able to handle the nuclear codes and have his hand on the button, gave a scenario of how long it takes from the time we learn of a potential attack to respond in the actual minutes. And I saw some military chatter about this to say, wow, that, you know, that, what is she doing that for? What is she putting that out there for? Now, again, if Donald Trump had said that, then it would be, he's revealing military secrets. What's he doing? He can't do that. Why? How are we responsible? Huh? And she does it, and it's left us some chatter on Twitter. So glad you caught that. Good point. Terry Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
I ain't speaking politics, but you got to remember who's second in command. Who's the vice president?
Are you talking about now, or are you talking about your choices on the ballot
in
November?
Whoever gets elected,
yeah,
something happens, who's going to be next up?
So your point is we ought to consider that when we vote in 19
exactly.
days. Yeah.
Exactly. What I called for was I was offering any ranchers or farm hand. I'm a hand from Morningson, Iowa. If anybody needs help, I'll give my information to the person.
All right. You're looking for, you want to help some folks out that any
yes,
farmers
sir.
Or ranchers that need a little help here in the crunch time of harvest.
I got 45 years experience wrestling animals and farming, and if anybody down there needs a hand, I'm more than willing to help.
That's very nice of you, especially since they not only need a hand doing what they need to do this time of year, they also need a hand protecting their, you know, their families from lots of intruders and trespassers.
And I'm good at it.
Are you good at that? Yeah. Well,
yep.
I bet they take you up on that, Terry. Appreciate that.
Who do I give my information to?
Manny. He's going to take your information, and if anybody would like it, they can text us at Todd's back now. Todd, the radio god, has the
hello.
His hand on the trigger, his hand on the button to accept your text at 701-226-8503. So you can text Todd or you can call us at 800-228-0550, and we'll connect you up with Terry, who's happy to lend his services as a ranch hand.
Yes,
that's very nice, Terry. Thank you. Hang on. Manny will get your information, okay? By the way, speaking of our farmers and ranchers in harm's way in the middle of this Dakota Access Pipeline debacle that is going on, as you know, last Friday we put out a series of photos related to children, evidence of children being in harm's way at the encampments. And while some work is being done, and I hope our sunshine in this regard is advancing this a little quicker than it might have otherwise happened. I don't care how it happens. I just want it to happen. We still are looking for answers. And we put out a request to, you know, government officials to answer our questions on what's being done to protect kids. Because whether you, you know, want the pipeline or don't want the pipeline, whether you agree with the process, don't agree with the process, whether you hate fossil fuels or love fossil fuels, whatever, you have to agree we protect kids in this state, right? I hope you do. Any reasonable person agrees with that. So one of the folks we were reaching out to was the people from Child Protective Services, the top official in charge there, as well as Maggie Anderson, who's in charge of the Department of Human Services. And we've been waiting a long time for answers. We did get a response. We don't have yet somebody scheduled, but in the response they say, thank you for contacting us. Child safety and well-being are a paramount concern to the department and our partner agencies. While we respectfully declined your invitation to participate in your radio program, we want to provide you the general information you requested as to who does what. In North Dakota, the department supervises child protection services, establishing administrative rules and policies and providing training and technical assistance, while the 53 county social service offices receive and respond to reports of suspected child abuse and neglect and assess whether children are safe and whether abuse or neglect as defined by the law occurred. The department makes the final decision about child protection assessments conducted by the counties and whether services are required for the protection and treatment of an abused or neglected child. If a report alleges criminal violations, county child protection services professionals refer the report to law enforcement to investigate. Child Protection Services social workers work to keep families together unless children are in danger and cannot be protected. In those cases, the courts may place children in protective custody. If you have any additional questions about general practices, please let me know. The law prohibits state and local child welfare officials from disclosing details about child abuse and neglect reports or assessments. Glad we got an answer. A little perplexed as to why it took until Thursday to get an answer when we asked the question last Friday. And it's not anywhere near as specific as I'd like, but I do take from this that the first question on this needs to go to people in Morton County. So we will step up our efforts there in getting answers in Morton County as well. So we're going to continue to push and get answers on this for you. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind, then Tim in Aberdeen. Jim, are you there?
Jim in Fargo?
I got Jim. Hang on here now. Tim in Aberdeen, are you there? All right, hang on. Tim in Aberdeen, you're on deck. Jim in Fargo, I think I can hear you now. Go ahead with your point.
We'll find out exactly how many people want to clean out that toxic swamp we call Washington. You know, I am so absolutely distraught with the Republican people that are there. There's probably four or five people that deserve to go back. It's extremely obvious to me that it's like the old All-Star Wrestling. You know, we slap each other in the back and we go out and eat steak, and then the press is the same way. The press has got their little boys that give them all the information they want. It's one gigantic swamp is what it is.
It is.
And they
I don't disagree. I don't
even clean it up.
It's the club, and that's why everybody is against the guy. So I asked Carl Rove the questions about, why wouldn't, just for the Supreme Court alone, George W. Bush come out and say, hey, this is the guy. I don't know. Mitt Romney, he has, in my view, been way worse and said way worse things about Donald Trump than he ever did against Barack Obama. That's just wrong. Okay, Tim and Aberdeen, let's try again. Can you hear me?
Yes, Scott.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Chris Wallace said, if you live in this country, go vote. And I was just wondering if he was putting a plug in for Hillary.
If who was putting in a plug for Hillary?
Chris Wallace. At the end of the debate, he says, if you live in this country, make sure you go vote.
How is that a plug for Hillary, suggesting people vote?
Well, it's like saying if you live in this country, you can vote. You don't have to be a citizen. Just vote.
Oh,
that's the way I understood it.
I get what you're saying. Not necessarily are you eligible to vote. Yeah.
Right. He said if you live in this country, go vote.
I guess I just took that as sort of a harmless throwaway line that he wants people to go vote, right? But if you live in this country thing does make it a little bit interesting. I don't know why he'd see it that way. Interesting point, Tim. See if others saw it that way. Jamie and Bismarck, give me your take.
Morning, Scott.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I got a couple points. First of all, the Second Amendment's actually in the Bill of Rights, correct? The right to keep and bear arms?
Yes.
Okay. I've never seen the amendment in the Bill of Rights that says it's your right to have an abortion, but, you know, Hillary's just fine and dandy with restricting your actual right to own arms. But if you bring up anything about, you know, restricting or putting certain laws on abortion, boy, that's, you can't do that. That's your constitutional right. But it's funny how she sure as heck doesn't have a problem doing that to your gun right. And
I think that point should be made again and again. So.
Right. And, you know, these people, if she gets in, Scott, you get millions more illegal aliens in here, we're never going to have a right-wing president again. And that Supreme Court's going to be ruled at their appointment. You're not going to have any constitutional rights. So, people, if she's in, you ain't getting a Republican president again. So, suck it up and get out there and vote for Trump.
Thanks, Jamie. More coming up. Don't go away.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Tobacco is still a big problem in North Dakota. And big tobacco is still after our kids. So they target them. And it's working. Every year, 300 North Dakota kids become daily addicted smokers. That's 300 too many. And that's enough. Let's end this. Go to BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Have I got a deal for you at Titan Outlet Store. 11% off when you mention my name, Scott. TitanOutletStore.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Save 11%. Here's a 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. This is new. Never been in the field. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch on it, fertilizer tank, bulk fill, 22 gallons a minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Big savings now at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We need absolute, we cannot give amnesty. Now, I want to build the wall. We need the wall. The Border Patrol, ICE, they all want the wall. We stop the drugs. We shore up the border. One of my first acts will be to get all of the drug lords, all of the bad ones. We have some bad, bad people in this country that have to go out. We're going to get them out. We're going to secure the border. And once the border is secured, at a later date, we'll make a determination as to the rest. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
All right. By the way, the fact that he used the term hombre has raised a bunch of criticism from the left as well. Why does it even Geraldo Rivera, who supports Trump, he says, you know, couldn't believe he said that. The stuff they nitpick at for Trump, to me, is just ridiculous. You got $20 trillion in debt. When you got an open border, when you've got ISIS kicking our rear, when you have a depleted military, when you have, this election deciding where our court will go and whether or not we'll have a constitution or not, and a nitpick over, why did he say hombre? Why couldn't he say he'd accept the results of the election? Oh, my gosh. You kidding me? It's unbelievable. Here's Hillary on immigration. Here's some happy talk for you.
When it comes to the wall that Donald talks about building, he went to Mexico. He had a meeting with the Mexican president. Didn't even raise it. He choked. And then got into a Twitter war because the Mexican president said, we're not paying for that wall. So I think we are both a nation of immigrants and we are a nation of laws, and that we can act accordingly. And that's why I'm introducing comprehensive immigration reform within the first 100 days with a path to citizenship.
Yeah. What does that mean? We're a nation of laws and we're a nation of immigrants. I think what it means is what she said privately to some, you know, six-figure speech, you know, outfit overseas saying she wanted open borders. And you ought to hear her answer on that. We have it coming up. Who won? Who lost? Let us know. Some of your Facebook feedback on this says Trump won. Danny says Trump clearly did. Trump easily, says Dennis. Frank says Clump destroyed her ISIS-loving rear end. He didn't say rear end, Todd, but I cleaned it up for our listeners.
Yeah. Somehow I thought that probably was the case there. Yeah.
Connie says, I thought the final comments of Trump summed up everything. Go Trump. Agree, Connie, says Don. Glad he got veterans in. Jamie says, Trump won by a slim margin, but his closing statement was a home run. What do you think? Tell us. Jeff in Plaza. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I think you kind of let Carl Rove off the hook a little bit there when you asked him about Republican support or lack thereof for Mr. Trump. You know, I think if you look across the Republican establishment, there's far more elected officials who have been unsupportive of Mr. Trump than those who have come out in support.
And well, my specific question for him was, and it came from a listener yesterday on the program, you know, why are these people more critical of Trump than they have been of Obama? And I just said Republican leaders, I think was how I worded the question. And then he said, I don't think that's the case. So I said, really? I mean, McCain and Romney are two examples that come to mind. And then he went on to list the things that that he thought had been brought out against Obama.
We needn't look any further than our own borders, though. Our own governor, our own Senator Hovind, neither one of them, to my knowledge, have come out and publicly endorsed Mr. Trump. And in my book, silence is just as harmful as criticality. They need to be supportive. They need to come out and say, I recommend that North Dakota Republicans vote for Mr. Trump.
Okay, who are you talking about? Because certainly Kevin Cramer has done that. Hovind has said he is supporting him, but is not a vocal supporter. I'll give you that. Anybody else we're talking about here?
What about Governor Dalrymple? He's
okay.
Asked several times. He has not come out in support. He's silent. Just like he
yeah, he's definitely wishy-washy on it. I can't remember if he said he'd support him, but certainly not been real clear on it.
Our own GOP chairman, Kelly, what's his name? He's been less than supportive. So, you know, here in our own state, we've got a problem. And if you multiply that times 50, you see the problem, the hurdles that Mr. Trump has to overcome.
That's a good point. That's a good point, because none of this for Jack Dalrymple, John Hovind, Kelly Armstrong, and I'm going to take your word of Kelly. I guess I haven't asked him myself, so I don't know. But if you don't believe if his support is tepid, they have no political risk in being full throated Trump supporters in North Dakota. None. There's they're not. So why? And you know, then that translates across. You know, the whole country. It's a very good point, Jeff. Yep, no question about it. Appreciate it. Kurt and Bismarck, what's next on your mind?
Hey, you know, for years we have been saying we want somebody other than established politicians going to Washington. And now we have the first time we've ever had a chance to actually elect somebody that is not a politician. That would be reason enough to elect Trump.
I think it's his greatest asset. He's from the outside. He's not done this before. He's not a politician. Now, that hurts him in the 24/7 media frenzy of every word being analyzed. And then you add in the fact that the guy's a brawler and has a Twitter account, and that can be a detriment. But yeah, get back to the root things here, right? What have we been looking for? What have we yearned for in a candidate? But it's amazing the stuff that gets focused on, isn't it?
Yeah. It's terrible.
I think to go to Carl Rove's point from the top of the hour in his analysis, the folks that think like you do, Kurt, and I do about that being important, that's in the 42%, right? He's got them. Now, till Election Day, the question is, how do you bring in others? And I would think some of those folks that are in the mushy middle would be starved for a leader.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.